Yeah, I know about the call to the convention.
I think we're just about ready to go here.
Thank you very much, honey. Thank you.
You might explain to the people we've got a special feature coming up here on the Joy Boy Show for this Monday evening, Willard.
Ladies and gentlemen, this being the opening day of the Republican Convention in Chicago, the National Broadcasting Company has its own team of fine reporters, Morgan Beatty and Robert McCormick
and a whole bunch of them.
So the point is this, that we felt a little bit responsible to our local audience to send out a local reporter to also cover the conventions. So we sent our own WRC's Harry Legs out there, our own reporter who has covered many on-the-spot broadcasts for us in the past. And we're awaiting now a special report from our NBC reporter, Harry Legs, who's covering the story strictly for WRC Radio, not to be confused with NBC. He has nothing to do with NBC, right?
Right, absolutely.
And NBC wants nothing to do with him.
Let's see, the engineer, are they ready, fellas?
Are they ready?
Okay, they're
okay.
Ready. All right.
Switch it. Come in, Harry Legg, Chicago.
This is Harry Legg speaking from convention headquarters in Chicago.
Excuse me, sir.
Oh, yes, operator, I'm sorry.
This is the operator. I think you've forgotten something.
Oh, yes, of course, operator. Just a moment. Okay, operator.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, please, with your call.
I started to say, fellows, this is Harry Legs, and the crowd is gathering here at the amphitheater in Chicago, where we're going to have a wonderful convention this week, I'm sure. I was just cruising around the halls a while ago talking to a few of the delegates, and they informed me...
Excuse me, sir, but you need to deposit another 75 cents, please.
Oh, yes, of course, operator. Just a moment here. I started saying,
go ahead, please.
I am. I'm going, operator. Thank you. The delegates feel that it's going to be a very interesting convention, and something might break out here. We're not quite sure yet. Of course, this will all materialize in a few days. And then there's the...
Excuse me, sir.
...platform committee.
This is the Chicago operator.
Yes, operator.
I've just understood that this is a special broadcast call.
That's right, operator.
This is not to a private home.
No, it's to a radio station.
There's an extra charge of 85 cents for all radio station calls out of Chicago.
Just a moment.
Please deposit 85 cents.
I don't have 85 cents. Here, I got 75. Will that do?
You owe us another dime, sir.
Fellas, this story about the platform committee, it's going to have to wait until tomorrow night because I'm out of change here.
I don't believe it, sir.
The Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
I'm sorry that report didn't work out better with Harry Legs. I guess we'll have to do something about it. We tried to do it economically, and it just didn't work out.
We do have, fortunately, the NBC coverage coming up, so...
Yeah, that'll help.
Chet Washer and David Dreyer
are out there in Chicago. This is the Joy Boys for Monday night. This is Ed Walker here.
Willard Scott here. That's Bobby Chetton. That's Georgie Brogan.
And me.
Arthur Page.
And we have a sort of a quickie show. John Hickman. I thought the weekend would have taken care of our music librarian there. John.
Boom!
Oh, they didn't help.
You scared him. He's thinking louder than ever.
Well, we have a short show this evening, and they're trying to tell us something.
We've been short-showed here at NBC.
We have 10 minutes. That's in order that we'll bring you the actual convention thing here at 7:15. We're going to have our own washer-dryer report coming up in just a moment. So we'll get to that right after this word.
What word?
Dodge dealers are sitting ducks for closeout sales on the 1960 Dodge Dart.
They'll listen to any reasonable offer. They'll allow fantastic trade-ins, easy terms, low down payments. Your Metropolitan Dodge dealer has already broken sales records. He wants to break more. See him and save.
Quack, 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 quack.
Ducky, it's only a commercial, Ducky.
That's a sitting duck over there. Hey, did you ever see so many Dodges? Really?
I thought they were selling ducks this morning. Is it the Dodge we're selling?
Your Dodge dealer is really trading. I'll tell you now, if you're thinking of buying a car or, well, if you'd like to see the new Dodge, why don't you go down to your Dodge dealer? Do you have anything else to add?
No fooling.
Oh, is that what it says on the end there?
That's the last line on my copy. No fooling.
No fooling.
Nothing like a good duck in the morning here.
See your Dodge dealer.
Okay.
This is Morgan Beatty, NBC New, in New Beast, speaking to you from Convention Central, NBC's headquarters, in the hotel here in Chicago, Illinois.
Yes.
And we're covering the 1960 Republican Convention. Maybe in the background.
This is Jet Dryer.
Maybe I better explain something.
Ready to go?
Hold up with Jet, David.
This is Jet Washer. And this is David Dryer.
Just a minute, please. Fellas, hold on. Let me explain to the radio audience. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a terrible shortage of space here at the convention coverage. And NBC, fortunately or unfortunately, as the case may be, had to put all of us in the same booth here. I want to introduce to you, in case you'll hear him in the background, this is the David Dryer.
How do you do? Thank you, Mo. It's cozy up here anyway.
And that's Chet Washer.
Thank you, Mo.
The Washer Dryer Report from NBC. Now, you fellas are on television, right?
That's right, Mo.
And I'm covering it on radio. Now, why don't you all get all over to the other side of the booth here, since we got to work in the same booth. Okay. And I'll stay over here with this microphone, and you get your own microphone. All right. Now, just to re-up a couple of political things that happened here the last couple of hours. This morning's session opened up at about 10:30. That's Eastern Standard Time, and things look pretty good. There's a very fine, feeling of organization.
Excuse me, Mo. Could you hold it down? You're cutting in on the TV audio.
Terribly sorry.
Do a report.
I'll do my best. I'll see if I can't whisper.
After all,
I don't think I can whisper.
We're going to have to work together on this.
I got a light here. I got my light. It's time for me. No light for the cigarette. Just I get the light on the control panel. It's time now for me to switch you down to my colleague, Richard Darkness, who's down on the floor, who's covering this convention. So I'm going to call in Richard Darkness.
Tell you what we'll do now, Chet. I see that Dick Darkness is down on the floor. So why don't we call him in?
I got him first now, Chet. Don't you and David get too shook up here. I got him first. I saw Dick first. Dick, come on in for NBC Radio, Dick.
Richard Darkness for NBC, either radio or TV. I'm not picky who I work for. It's just that I'm down here with a weak battery in my walkie-talkie, and it's terribly hot, and I want to get my report over. There's no caucusing going on right now, and I hope that you fellows can work this thing out, because after all, it's pretty rough on us reporters. Dick Darkness, back in the booth.
Thank you very much. That was
thank
a fine report.
Very much for TV.
And that was definitely a radio report.
I think
Jeff,
it was TV,
David, look, fellas, I don't know why you got to get so upset about this thing. It was definitely a radio report.
Well, after all, radio is the senior partner in this venture, so we'll let you all have that report, all right?
Okay, we'll take that. We'll see you again tomorrow. That's about all there is right now. We'll see you tomorrow, same time, for more convention coverage. Stay tuned. All the gang will be around here. Good night, Chet.
Good night, Mo.
Good night, David.
Good night, Chet.
Good night, Mo.
Dave.
Good night.
Good night, Chet. Good night, Paul. Well, that's it for the Joy Boys show for this Monday night. We'll see you again tomorrow, same time, with another show prior to the convention. This is Ed Walker.
Weller Scott here. Thank you, Bobby Chen. George Brington. Arthur Page.
John, please. John Hickman there. And we'll see you tomorrow, fellas.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
This is Morgan Beatty and Robert McCormick. According to our clock on the wall, it's 5 minutes and 6 seconds.
After seven, we don't have too much time because the convention's coming up shortly. This is Ed Walker here.
Willard Scott over here. Bobby Shetton, our recording engineer. Arthur Page, our control engineer.
Yeah, that's me.
And welcoming back from vacation, our studio engineer, K.B. Bush.
Hey,
Williams.
Hey, K.B.
Come on, K.B.
Good to see you, kid.
That's your most touching display of affection I've seen in about 50 years.
KB, we all of us here who know you love you.
I appreciate that. In spite of everything, you love me. Huh?
What did you do on your vacation, KB?
Well, I was away. Went on a fishing trip there for a couple of weeks.
Good. What'd you catch?
Well, I caught Bob Trout.
No, wait a minute. Aside from that being a very corny gag, Bob Trout works for another network.
That's what I mean. I had my transistor and I caught Bob Trout during the convention.
Oh. I think you also caught a little asthmatic condition there.
That's pretty funny.
The pollen count was the...
Oh, my.
Old House of Habsburg.
Oh, but I did have a nice time, fellas.
What'd you catch?
Well, I caught me a one-eyed pike.
Oh, now, come off it now.
What, KB?
What is it? What's a one-eyed
pike? A one-eyed pike.
I think you mean a wall-eyed pike.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, it's a wall-eyed.
Oh, it's a big one, I know that. It was, I've heard of Pennsylvania pike and New Jersey pike. I never heard of a walleye pike.
All right. Let's get the show on the road. Bobby,
how in the world do they ever run this station without me?
Very well. We ran very well.
Look at that. The clock is even inaccurate.
What?
Well, I set my watch this morning with the Naval Observatory, and now the clock is off. See,
6 seconds fast. Yeah. I wonder if I was 7.
Would you hold that ladder, Bobby, for me?
What are you going to do? You can't use a chair and a phone book for a ladder, KB.
Yeah, I'm a makeshift man.
Let's
hold it steady now, Bobby.
Look out, for heaven's
sake. Now, let me see. If I just move the second hand back about six seconds.
Yeah, all right.
Hold it steady.
Okay, all right.
Let me look out, Bobby.
Oh.
We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Took a big tumble there, like Humpty Dumpty.
Great fall. Come on, we'll fix you. Company's got hospitalization.
I'm going over and borrow the sundial from Eddie Gallagher. Maybe I can use that to tell the time.
We have a very exciting show coming up. We're going to switch you to Chet Huntley and David Dreyer, Chet Washer and David Dreyer, the Washer-Dreyer report.
Along with Morgan Beatty.
So keep your dial set. First of all, here's a word from our sponsor.
Dodge dealers are sitting ducks for closeout sales on the 1960 Dodge Dart. They'll listen to any reasonable offer. They'll allow fantastic trade-ins, easy terms, low down payments. Your Metropolitan Dodge dealer has already broken sales records. He wants to break more. See him and save.
Say, did you ever see so many Dodges, huh?
Hmm?
Dealers must really be trading. If you're just thinking about buying a new car right now, why don't you trot on down to your nearest Dodge dealer?
Waddle down to your Dodge dealer.
Yeah, be a sitting duck. No fooling.
Wonderful.
There you go.
And we have an award, Edward.
Do we have an award, Willard?
The Democratic and Republican parties have just voted us the show they'd like most to see drafted. Us, they want to see drafted.
I see what they mean. Hey, I think the signal is just about ready. We're supposed to switch now to Chicago. Would you like to
tell them about what happened there?
As we pointed out yesterday evening, there's a little space problem in the amphitheater. It's not quite as big as the arena was out in Los Angeles. So they have put the NBC radio team, Morgan Beatty, along with Chet Washer and David Dreyer. Now, they're all in the same booth. Now, this
radio and television are both covering it from the same booth.
Yeah, and it's a little awkward, but they're doing the best they can. So right now, we switch you to Convention Central in Chicago.
This is Morgan BDI, NBC News, speaking to you from the broadcasting booth up here at the Convention Central for the Republican Convention. Right now,
Chet Washer and David Dreyer for NBC TV, also in the same booth.
Right now, members of the radio audience, we're going to pause 60 seconds for
commercials for the locals, stand by, locals. You're tuned to the NBC coverage of the conventions for 1960. Got radio on the bird there for a while. I'm going to go ahead and get myself a cup of coffee. I'll
tell you what, let's do, Chet.
What's that, David?
While radio's taking a breather, why don't we recapitulate and talk about what we've had here so far? Now then, we've had the keynote address, which was undoubtedly one of the finest we've heard here.
I agree with you there, Dave.
And I think that... Wait a minute. Mo... Morgan.
Hi, Morgan. Oh, you want me to do a spot on TV?
Morgan, would you stop singing? We're doing a summary for the TV audience while you're 1 minute cutaway.
Radio's cut away. I'm just here with the organ down on the floor.
Yeah, well, stop singing, will you? I mean, after all.
Well, David, I feel that yesterday the convention was getting into full swing. Tonight, the more serious business...
There's nothing
Chet.
More to say.
Oh, David. Would you step on his foot? He's tapping his foot.
Go! What's that for, Jeff?
Morgan, we're trying to do a summary for the television audience. You persist in this singing. Stand by. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're trying to bring you as best we can.
This is Robert McCormick for NBC Radio. Would you open the booth, Mo?
Bob, we can't let you in. There's not enough room. We got television, six engineers, an assistant director, and the guy making coffee. You just have to go down the floor.
Where am I going to go?
Get a portable microphone and go down on the floor.
This is the most ridiculous setup I've ever seen, Chet.
I NBC agree, Radio man. Continues its coverage of the 1960 conventions of...
Can't do nothing now. He's back on radio.
Chet.
Oh, sorry.
Chet, did you look down there on the floor? Did you see? I think it's time. Yeah, we can both simultaneously switch down to the rostrum. Chet, you better switch television.
Everything is quieted down on the floor, so let us switch down now to the rostrum where they're about to poll the delegation, I think.
Will the gentleman who has requested that the delegation be polled give his name to the chair?
My name is Romanini, R-O-M-A-N-Y.
The roll call can only be demanded by a member of the delegation whose name appears on the temporary roll.
My name appears in the temporary roll. My name is Romanini, R-O-M-A-N-I. Mr. Chairman, I request that the name of the alternate be called.
Secretary will call the name of the alternate.
What's the name, please?
The secretary will read the name of the alternate again.
I hope. It's all right. He's not here.
Safeway, where the food's the finest and it's fully guaranteed.
Lucerne, found only at Safeway, gives you a full line of premium quality dairy products in addition to grade A milk, buttermilk, chocolate milk, whipping cream, table cream, half and half, half milk and half cream. You'll also find a complete line of cottage cheese. Lucerne cottage cheese, large curd, or farmer style small curd. Lucerne cottage cheese with chive and cottage cheese with pineapple. And for you Weight Watchers, dry curd cottage cheese. Non-fat, no calories. Just a few of the many premium quality Lucerne dairy products you'll find at Safeway, where food is first.
So shop your friendly Safeway store and you'll see what you need. Your friendly Safeway store. Joy boys of radio, we chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio, we chase electrons to and fro.
Seriously, we want to thank very much the recording staff for allowing us to play that record of the 1952 convention when the delegate from Puerto Rico, Rawanee.
We want to thank him, too.
Yeah. He's now he's a lawyer down in San Juan, I understand, and doing very well for himself.
That's it for the Joy Boys for tonight. This is Ed Walker, Willard Scott. We'll see you tomorrow. Stay tuned for convention.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We take electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We take electrons to and fro.
No, Eddie. Typical New and Tyler 2 was not used by Woodrow Wilson.
I thought it was. Well, I'm not
can't
really
believe
sure.
It was. I think it was at least Teddy Roosevelt.
Hey, we better get in the studio.
Oh, it's getting
about
late.
Time to. You go ahead and open the door there.
I'll get the door right over here. Walk on
the
inside.
So, the wolf went over to Grandma's house and got there and ate up to Grandma. And then when Red Riding Hood came in, why, the wolf was going to eat Red Riding Hood, but the hunter came by at the last minute and saved her.
Eddie, come here.
And that's the story of Little Red Riding Hood.
Eddie, what is he doing over there?
I don't know. Art's on the phone, evidently.
Art talking to him on the phone.
Yeah, did you like that one, fella? Okay, well, I'll call you tomorrow night and tell you another bedtime story. Okay. Mm. Bye-bye.
Wait, just be quiet, okay? Who's afraid of the big bad wolf?
What?
The big bad wolf?
What are you talking about?
Wolf.
Wait a minute.
Who's afraid
oh,
of...
Oh, shut up.
Hey, Mother Goose.
What?
To whom were you telling a bedtime story?
I was telling a bedtime story to my little kid on the telephone. Why?
Well, I mean, we're just getting ready to go on the air, but it sounded so sweet.
Well, I ain't no Miss Francis or anything, but I think I have a way with kids.
No, it was very wonderful. You're such a grouchy old doc.
Nothing. Forget it. Yeah. I didn't want you guys to walk in and hear that anyway.
Would you huff and puff and blow the theme on
there?
Oh,
shut up. Oh, yeah.
The Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
This time of the Joy Boys, abbreviated edition for the evening. This is Ed Walker here.
Well, it's God thanking George Washington Brewington of Fairfax.
Oh, yeah.
Thanking little Robert Shetton of Bethesda. Thanking little Arthur Page of the district.
Nothing.
And one of our listeners has been sending us, many of our listeners have sent us questions.
Yeah, here's a question for you. What is a party dip?
A party dip is not something that is done to a party after it has been dumped. In case anybody cares. So.
Yeah, I don't think anybody really does.
Nobody cares.
Of course, we have the convention coming up here in just a few minutes, the final night of the convention, and we'll be switching you out there with our own report, with the washer-dryer report, along with Morgan Beady Eyes up in the booth, and we'll have that all in just about a minute.
What's all around? What's all around?
What's all around?
What's all around?
Oh, Schaefer, yeah.
You're no square.
Here's 1 minute of quiet jazz with the compliments of Schaefer Beer.
What do you hear in the best of circles? Schaefer all around. People all have found the pleasure doesn't fade. One or two, you get that first beer pleasure each beer through. That's why you hear in the best of circles Schaefer all around.
Even after your thirst is gone, the pleasure of Schaefer keeps coming on. Get all the pleasure of the first beer every beer through with Schaefer all around.
Say, I like that cool jazz there.
Let's pick up our instruments and go home.
Yes,
okay, bye, boys.
Well, now, as we have been telling you for the last few days, we have a problem at the Convention Central in Chicago. There was a space shortage. So we had to have the television crew, washer and dryer, in the same booth with Morgan Beady Eyes of NBC Radio.
Chet Washer and David Dryer.
That's correct. And they're out there, and they've been
washer
struggling.
Washer and dryer reporting.
They've been struggling all week to try to keep from interfering with one another's reporting. And today, of course, the final night of the convention, who knows what's going to happen. So we switch you now to Convention Central in Chicago.
Go.
This is Morgan Beady Eyes, NB. C News, speaking to you from the broadcasting booth up here at Convention Central in Chicago, Illinois. Let me get
this. This is Chet Washer, and this is David Dreyer, the final night here of the convention in Chicago. Bob, got some interesting things coming up for you this evening, I think.
I believe if we check our NBC radio schedule, we're going to take you down to the speaker's...
David, I think you'll find that we have some of our reporters down on the floor now. Maybe we could call in a couple of them pretty soon here and find out. Mo, would you move your foot over there, Mo? Ladies and gentlemen, this is...
I don't understand why, when the vice president received the tumultuous balloting that took place on that first ballot last night, it seemed to me apparent that there was going to be no competition. When he racked up 1,200 votes, I knew then and there that he had it in the bag sewn up.
Morgan, I would appreciate it if you'd do your analysis on radio when the television microphones...
Look, I don't want to be wise about this thing, but I am up in this booth. I've been doing radios. When you guys were still riding your Go Devils, I was broadcasting the hardening return.
Tell
I
you
don't want none
though.
Of your smart talk. You take your television cameras and get out of the booth.
We had a top-rated thing going here until they put you in the same booth.
I read your article in Time magazine. That doesn't hold no water with me.
And it's been a pretty
hectic week. You
heard
what Sam Rayburn said to the Democrats. He'd asked for me, Mo Beatty. He didn't ask for Chet Washer and David Dreyer.
We have been very tolerant with you.
That's right, David, we have.
And I think that we've just about had it, Mo, and this
I'm
is gonna the
I'm
going to
throw you right out of this booth as fast as I can get myself organized.
I
come here. I'm going to
try if I were
you.
Right
get him, David. Here we go.
Whoa! Whoa! Hey. Oh, what's he? Oh! Oh!
Not over the rail! Oh! Well, this is David Dreyer and Chet Washer. It's nice to have a little extra room in the booth here. I believe we have a few more things left.
Excuse me, are you Mr. Dreyer, Mr. Washer?
That's right, boy. That's it, yeah.
I'm a CBS page from down below.
We're on the air here, fella.
Now, I think we have something in our booth down below that belongs to you.
That, what is that?
Mr. Beady Eyes from NBC Radio. He fell into Mr. Murrow's ashtray when he came through the floor.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do, fella.
Would you like us to bring him up?
No, we'll send somebody down for him.
All right, good night, Mr. Dreyer.
After the show. Good night, Chet.
Good night, Mr. Dreyer.
Good night.
Good night, Mr. Washer. Good night, fellas.
Dodge dealers are sitting ducks for closeout sales on the hottest selling car of the year, the 1960 Dodge Dart. Go Dodge hunting and save. Dodge dealers are offering sensational trade-ins, the easiest terms, the lowest down payments. See your Metropolitan Dodge dealer now.
Did you ever see so many new Dodges? Dealers must really be trading. I'll tell you, if I were buying a car right now, you'd see me down at the Dodge dealer. No fooling.
Do they give you a duck when you buy a Dodge?
I don't know. We ought to work on that.
That sounds pretty easy. How might be. Yes.
Yeah.
The Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
That does it for the Joy Boys for this evening. This is Ed Walker.
Willard Scott here, thanking our good engineers George Brewington, Arthur Page, Bobby Shetton. John Hickman picked the music.
John, good. John, do something. Take a drink of water. We'll see you tomorrow with our regular time, and we hope that you will, because
forget
we'd like
it.
To
we'll
have you.
The record.
And if you don't,
okay.
We're going to...
We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
The smoke-filled hotel rooms get cleaned out tonight in Chicago on the NBC Radio Network.
Oh, Friday night. The week's just about over, and I'm glad, I'll tell you that.
I have never stayed up so many nights so late to watch so many conventions.
They were fun, but, you know, I'm kind of glad they're over. Maybe we'll get some sleep now.
Yes, sir.
Programming will be a little more even, Steven, and everything.
What is today, anyway?
It's Friday.
Thank you very much.
And we got a big weekend coming up here, so it's going to be nice.
Right down the hall here. I think we'll be okay.
Thank you very much.
We'll just go on over here and open the door.
Yeah, open the studio door.
Thank you very much.
Come on now. George, hello, George. George, would you put the theme on? Okay.
Thank you.
The Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
It is Friday night here, and this is Ed Walker.
Willard Scott over here.
Art Page over here.
Art Page, our studio. That's Bobby Shedden, our recording engineer. And Georgie Brewington, our supervising construction co-recording engineer. George just sold some land yesterday, so he's slowly becoming a big land magnate.
Magnet.
I mean maggot.
Oh, okay.
Coming up on our program this evening, we're going to have the adventures of the Lone Arranger.
Hey, we must.
Thank you very much.
We will interview a machine kicker, a very unusual occupation, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
And also Mr. Fix-It will blow into town.
And fix something,
we're sure.
I think that ought to be a very sterling program.
The Silver Spring Community Song Singers are having a Silver Spring Sing Song, I understand.
That's right. Saturday and Sunday, sing songs with the Silver Spring Song Singers at the Silver Spring Centennial Sing Song. So we'll see you in Silver Spring Saturday and Sunday for song singing, which is sensational.
Play it, George. Play the...
Thank you.
Big meat event of the week is Safeway's great steak sale. Steaks fully guaranteed by Safeway. USDA Choice. The only grade sold at Safeway, which is guaranteed top quality and tenderest and juiciest flavor you've ever had. All steak cuts are being featured in Safeway's steak sale this week. Sirloin, porterhouse, T-bone, and club steaks. The finest values for your money. For instance, see T-bone steak, just 99 cents a pound. Boneless bottom round steak, 79 cents a pound. Cube steak, 99 cents a pound. All fine quality steak cuts. And you'll find them at Safeway this week on sale. Safeway is the place to buy your steak. Take advantage of Safeway's steak sale. Guaranteed the finest and tenderest, juiciest steak you can buy. At Safeway, where food is first.
Thank you very much.
Makers of Feegees, the greatest name in stretch socks, brings you another exciting episode of the Lone Ranger, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the flames, who brought with him law, justice, and the American way of life.
As our story opens, we find the daring and resourceful masked rider of the flames and his faithful Indian companion, Pato, in the Lone Ranger's suite high atop the hotel overlooking the city of Washington. as the daring, resourceful masked rider of the plane says to Pronto,
I think the time has come, Pronto, for us to change with the times. You see, Pronto, we are no longer wanted on radio. And things have changed. People are going for rock and roll singers. So my idea, Pronto, is for us to make a rock and roll hit recording. Now, I've written this song, and I'd like for you to... You can read music, can't you, Pronto?
Read music.
Take a look at this lyric.
Mm.
Do you think it could be successful, Pronto? Pronto is... Is that good or bad? I never could learn Indian. Do you like it, Pronto?
Fine song, Kimosabe.
Then I tell you what we'll do. I've made arrangements to see a recording man. We'll go down now and audition for the recording company.
What a good idea.
Meanwhile, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains and his faithful Indian companion, Pronto, are riding down... See, the A&R band is in charge of the recording session. As we reopen our story, we find the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains and his faithful Indian companion, Pronto, inside the recording studio where they're about to record.
All right, fellas, I'm a very busy man. Got recording sessions all afternoon long. If you got something hot, I'd like to hear about it.
I think you're going to enjoy this particular number, sir.
Well, what do you call it?
Well, we call it the Redskin Rock and Roll. Isn't that right, Pronto?
Right, Putman.
Okay, baby. Let's hear it. If it's a hit, we'll make it a million seller. All right, I'll go in the control room and listen.
Are you ready now, Pronto?
Me ready, Putman.
All right, I'll sing, and you come in at the appropriate place. You ain't nothing but a redskin. Crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a redskin. And I think you're crying all the time. I'm all shook up. I'm all shook up.
Oh, no, fellas. I'm sorry, but it's not gonna go. What's the matter with that guy over there? Has he got indigestion in the corner?
He's still singing his part of the song.
He ain't nothing but a red skin. I'm all shook up.
Hey, wait.
All Reds is not a written feature of General Thrills, also by Campbell Trimble, Mendel, Gilbert. One of the Rangers played by Fred Space. Your announcer is Grace Wambaugh.
We're speaking to you from the studios of the National Broadcasting Company in Washington. And sitting across the table from me is a very unusual occupational hazard, a gentleman with unusual occupation.
That's right.
Mr. Charles Kicker.
How do you do? And I say it's a real pleasure to be on your program here.
Mr. Kicker, would you explain to our audience exactly what demands your job has upon you and where you work?
I have a very... responsible position, if I do say so myself. I'm employed at the Pentagon, which to people outside of this area is a large building which takes up several
acres. I think we're all familiar with the Pentagon building.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Oh, well, I can dispose of that.
Yeah.
Actually, the Pentagon building...
Two pages of stuff.
Yes,
on the Pentagon?
I was just going to give you a little rundown on the Pentagon. It's sort of a publicity stunt. Anyway, we have lots of vending machines in this building. For instance, there are cigarette machines and candy machines and soda cracker machines,
we have those
machines, coffee machines, cocoa machines, sandwich machines, the Kleenex machines.
I think you're in a rut, Baker. Would you get to the point?
Well, just the we have lots of machines. Now, we have a basic premise that anything mechanical occasionally will break down. Right? Right?
Oh, yes.
Right.
Yes. Anything mechanical will break down.
Well, my job is
to
repair these vending machines. I am the head vending machine repairer.
I see you have a
Pentagon.
I didn't realize it was that.
Which is a large building.
Wait, we've got
several
you're
acres.
You're back to that page. I thought I told you to destroy that page.
Yes, all right.
Okay.
Oh. Now.
I see.
I would like to demonstrate for you some of the problems that we have in our work as far as repairing these machines. There are certain tricks that not the average person can do.
Miss Kicker?
Mm-hmm.
But I interrupt to say that I notice you have no tools.
Oh, no.
At all.
Oh, no.
What do you use to repair
them? My hands and feet. And occasionally my head.
Your hands and your feet and occasionally your head?
Correct.
And you use no tools repairing the vending machine?
Now let us try this candy machine here in the corner. You have a dime?
Yeah.
I mean, after all, I'm the only guest. You ought to have... All right, now, I will insert the dime in the candy machine. Now, we will try to get the... Oh, that was a good one. We'll try to get the candy bar out. See, nothing happens.
Why, the machine
this machine is obviously jimmied somewhere.
Just the coconut-covered... Peanut candy bar won't come out.
That's right. Now, I'm going to get that
really
candy bar. Well, that's the principle of the thing. Let me show you how we do this. Now, you notice on a machine of this nature, these differ from the cigarette machines in that the cigarette machines have a different relay circuitry, and you want to be sure at all times that you are striking the machine between the coin return slot and the relay bank, which controls the Franistan.
Sounds like you're...
Now,
you sure you're not with the cape and ammo group?
I take the hand, two fingers extended, and I gently hit the machine. That wasn't a little harder. Let me try it again. Now then we try it again. The candy bar should come out. There it is. There's your candy bar.
It's a very large. I didn't expect it to be a Brazil nut.
Now, occasionally...
Brazil nut.
Now, the soft drink machines, for instance. You cannot hit the soft drink machines on the top because you tilt them and it spills and it slops all over in the cup. So you take your foot and you kick the bottom of the machine vigorously. There. Like that. See?
You didn't even put a dime in that one.
No, I really got that one.
Do that once more. I think... let me see how you did that.
Okay. Try it again.
I didn't want you to put the dime in. Let's see.
Huh? Oh.
Okay.
There.
Hey, that's wonderful. Well, I think we've learned quite a bit here.
I certainly hope so.
That's very interesting, Mr. Kicker, and I see that you have a very responsible job.
I think I do, yes.
What is your title again?
I am Chief Vending Machine Kicker.
We've been talking with Mr. Charles
Pentagon.
Kicker, Chief Vending Machine.
Which is a large building.
I told you to destroy it.
Oh, hey, I got another dime back.
That was my dime. Give it here.
Dodge dealers are sitting ducks for closeout sales on the 1960 Dodge Dart. They'll listen to any reasonable offer. They'll allow fantastic trade-ins, easy terms, low down payments. Your Metropolitan Dodge dealer has already broken sales records. He wants to break more. See him and save.
Seems to me there must be a run on new ducks.
Wait a minute. You mean that's new Dodges?
Did you ever see so many on the street?
Yeah.
It must be.
Seems to me there'd be a run on new Dodges. Did you ever see so many on the street? I hope not. Dealers must really want to move them, you know? And there's no time like right now to go down and have a look-see. No, the Dodge.
Oh.
That's your Dodge dealer.
Okay. Okay. We're all set here. Yeah.
Fine, guys.
I'm gardening.
WRC Radio in cooperation with Johnson & Swanson, the world's greatest manufacturer of first aid kits, brings you another visit with Mr. Fix-It, Radio's original do-it-yourself program. Today, as we join Mr. Fix-It in his basement workshop, we find him working with his brand-new power tool or something here. Hello there, Mr. Fix-It.
Oh, hey there, Willard Scott, and good evening.
Good to see you, Mr. Fix-It.
I've been away.
Thank you very much.
And I haven't been on because of the convention, and I'm glad to be back.
Well, we're awfully glad to have you aboard, Mr. Fix-It.
Sure.
What is this? Gee, look over here at your little quarter-acre garden.
I have worked on this garden since early last spring.
Tomatoes.
Aren't they beautiful? Look at the corn beginning to come up over there.
Hmm.
And, oh, we just have, we get all of our vegetables out of this garden. You'd be surprised.
Snap beans.
How much pride I take in this garden.
That's a beautiful thing. The tomatoes are perfect. Those beefsteak tomatoes are as big as your head, Mr. Fix-It.
They are wonderful, aren't they?
Gorgeous.
And I have a pretty big head. And you notice something else? This is the menace of all gardens.
Melons, Mr. Fix-It?
Huh?
Melons?
Yes. Uh-huh. You see over there the weeds?
What? Oh, yes, yes.
This is the bugaboo of every gardener. And
the bugaboo weed.
And that's what it's called, the bugaboo weed. It's a strange thing. And it grows, and I'm trying to get rid of it. And I have perfected a new machine that is going to de-weed my garden.
Hey, that's marvelous.
See, this is my old...
looks like a lawnmower.
Power mower.
Mm-hmm.
And I have reconverted the blades, and I have put some fine teeth, fine-toothed blades on
Husked.
There. I used old combs.
Toothed.
Old combs.
They never die.
That's right, and this will be the only weeds with that have dandruff. Anyway... the reason I have these fine teeth blades here
is
because the weeds are right up close to the plants, and the plants are very close together, and I don't want to damage the plants, you see.
This weeder will go right between the plants.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, let me start up the lawnmower here. There we are. Now, let me just sort of move it right in here.
All right.
And,
to fix it is...
Something else. Can I get you weeds?
No,
can I
he's...
get you right out of there, weeds?
No.
Those
fix
weeds.
It is now going through the weeds.
Get those weeds. Whoa. I think I got a tomato. Oh, I got a tomato plant that
Mr.
time.
Mr. Fisher is going through the weeds. It is de-weeding the garden. Ladies and gentlemen, I wish you could see what's happening here.
He's corning the corn. He's tomatoing the tomatoes. Man, I can't stop this.
Hey, look. Let's see if we can.
Stop the machine. Somebody stop the machine. Please stop the machine. Oh, look at that. My beautiful garden.
That's excellent. Apparently the tooth, the teeth?
The teeth.
The teeth were too...
Too tight,
tight,
and the teeth didn't do...
The teeth cut all the... Completely...
But you give me a ride down the Safeway.
Yeah,
I gotta buy some vegetables for dinner. Right?
We've been visiting with Radio's original Goof It Yourself for Mr. Fix-It. Brought to you by Johnson & Swanson. The world's foremost... I hate to see a man cry. The world's foremost manufacturer of first aid kits. Don't kick anything. Be listening again next week when you'll hear Mr. Fix-It say...
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night, Chet.
Good night, David. Wait a minute. Eddie, would you answer me a question?
I'll try.
All during the show, from the very beginning, I keep hearing this strange noise. Over.
Thank you.
What is going on out there?
Well, I didn't want to tell you. It's sort of disheartening and disrupting the show, but those are the NBC newsmen getting their pay for the convention, you see.
I didn't know there were so many out there.
Thank you.
We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Want to thank our producer, Richard DeLionheart, our director, Marco Polo, scripts and special material by Queen Isabella, and our lawyer, Clarence Darrow.
Oh, we lost another one. Thank you. Finally got my fee there.
Our engineers, Bob Shetton, George Brogdon, our page, music by John Hickman.
John, good boy.
Here's
sing
the,
it, fellas.
Here's our...
We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
The Father of the Bride tonight on NBC.
I thought you were going to call me Mother.
Sorry, Mother of the Bride.
NBC in Washington, WRC, WRC-FM, 7:30.